Welcome back, Nerdles. Today is February 23rd, 2018. I'm John Ruland.
I'm back, and I'm Elliot Cabay.
If only you were gone for longer.
Thanks, John.
Wow.
Hugs and kisses.
We're already off to an excellent start with this already, John.
I'm already on camera,
this is Anthony Richards over
here. I'm just doing my normal thing.
Right. I mean, this is fair. However, notice how it wasn't me.
Because Hugh didn't speak first.
Because I'm not. Because I'm in Anthony's chair today for some ungodly reason.
He doesn't know why, but we need to test the theory.
I don't like sitting here because I can see out the window.
I think he already figured out why.
I love sitting here because I can sit out the window.
That's weird, man.
Now we know. You guys can never switch chairs again.
Exactly. So this is a one-time experiment. If I sound better, then maybe we'll just switch mics because although, I need the better mic quality.
You know,
all the same.
I think next week we need to have another experiment because one of you two needs to learn this board.
I will. I'll learn it.
Oh yeah, I'm not trusting him.
It doesn't even like don't. Okay, so don't touch the knobs. Do the levels.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You just need experience. That's all.
Cool.
Good job.
All right. Elliot. Well, that was Glitch Mob by Seven Nation Army. You might know that.
Wait.
Nope, try again, Elliot. That was
Seven Nation Army by Glitch Mob. I'm dyslexic.
That's my excuse, Elliot. You're not allowed to use that one.
You might know that song from the Battlefield 1 trailer.
Which I didn't even know it used.
Yeah.
Although,
used that.
Fun fact, in Battlefield 1 news, just because it's on my mind, they just put out new DLC recently.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah,
I'm still never going to play it.
Yeah, I didn't realize people actually cared enough for them to put out DLC.
Honestly, like I'm not super into the game, but I like how much they actually correctly portrayed World War One while keeping the game playable.
Yeah, yeah, they used I mean, they had to basically make it World War One extended in the 1920s, but like that could have been a possibility anyway. I played a game where the Civil War had tanks because it extended. It happened 30 years later, and I'm like, you know, that's right. That could have happened.
I would have preferred my Civil War with tanks.
That would have been terrifying.
Wait a second. If the Civil War didn't happen during the presidency of Abraham Lincoln, what did Abraham Lincoln do? And does Ulysses S. Grant ever become his Man Crush Monday?
No. I don't know the lore of this game. I just know it was the Civil War with tanks.
That makes me sad. The only thing I care about is that Ulysses S. Grant is Abraham Lincoln's Man Crush Monday.
Yeah.
History is not allowed to ruin that.
Yeah, we were talking about it. Oh, on personal news, we ranked all of the presidents with the D&D alignment chart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had a neutral evil was Andrew Johnson, and a lawful evil was Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson. And Abraham Lincoln was... Chaotic good. Chaotic good.
Hardcore chaotic good.
Definitely chaotic good. Favorite chaotic good president.
Yeah. All right.
So, who is chaotic evil?
No one was chaotic evil. Yeah. We had Andrew Johnson as chaotic evil.
Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Johnson. Jackson was always lawful evil.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Jackson.
Remember?
Jackson's evil.
Jackson was a
Jackson
tyrant.
Had his own code, and that code did a horrible thing, and he abided strictly to that horrible code.
I actually want to plug these guys because it was really good. Go see 45 plays for 45 presidents.
If you're an RMU student.
If you're an RMU student, it was actually really good. You guys deserve a plug.
I've wanted to. I hope I get time.
I'm seeing it tomorrow.
Go see it. It's very, very good. Andrew Jackson plays quality.
John, you can see it on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
That should fit to your schedule, right?
I might do that, actually. I forgot that they had a day show.
Actually, Sunday at 2 o'clock. If you're ushering, you show up.
I'm about to tell Rob that
I
plugged him.
If I can show up, I'm going to show up. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Well, here, let's get to the news, specifically the Muskie news.
Muskie news of the week.
Muskie news of the week. The Musk Watch. We can't call it Musk
Watch. No, we can't.
We definitely can't call it Musk Watch.
That is a copyright.
Yeah, old Muskie. But videos of the broadband satellite in space, and also he's poor in Bitcoin. But let's first do this broadband satellite. Was this the SpaceX plan to give satellite internet?
Yes.
Yes.
It's so that they can hopefully become an ISP by the early to mid 2020s to fund their attempt to get to Mars and maybe colonize it? Maybe?
Satellite internet, isn't it gigabit internet, though? It's gigabit satellite.
Not 100% sure on the specs of the
internet.
What
is the bit that internet currently operates on?
Megabit?
Satellite,
half
yes.
Half gigabit.
Satellite,
I would not say it's full gigabit.
4G, I think 4G is about 500 megabit.
Yeah. Well, that's on the internet. Like, broadband internet is not that.
No, broadband's gotten up to one.
In some places.
Yeah, not
in the U.S.
But
yeah.
Places in the U.S.
I guess.
The high-class places.
No, like, just the places that have a lot of people so they can afford major infrastructure changes. California. In New York City.
Well, I mean, they really can't afford it.
No, they can't, but they manage to.
They manage to do it. New York can, but... Wildfires.
Oh. Rip.
Rip. I mean, sorry.
Are you?
Nah. No. I'm envious of their gigabit internet.
Yeah.
So I have to find a reason not to like them.
That's fair. Not really, but that's fair.
But yeah, I have it up here. It's called Tintin A and Tintin B. Oh, I did hear about this. Yeah. I don't know why he called it Tintin, but it's going to test Starlink. That's the name, of course, Starlink. He has to use stars and everything. Starman.
You're going to be a star.
Oh, me and my friends determined that Elon Musk is actually an alien, and this is the reason he's trying to get to Mars so badly, because he misses his family.
Well, I mean, like, the Wi-Fi password, he said, he tweeted out, don't tell anyone the Wi-Fi, don't tell anyone, but the Wi-Fi password is Martians. And then he responded with, that was a DM, right?
That was a DM, right?
But
the question is, the Wi-Fi password for what?
The Tintin A and Tintin B. That's the joke.
But
that's the hard joke.
But
it's like a multi-layer Elon Musk joke.
But I don't have the signal on my phone.
Yeah,
why how am I supposed to enter the password?
Come on, Musk. Can I pick up Tintin A and Tintin B?
Is it a hidden SSID?
Yeah,
that's
called
thing.
Tintin A.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna go and try to put in Tintin A and just see what happens. It probably nothing.
We're like wearing the shirt that is the same. However, mine is
no.
Like,
my stripes are thicker.
That's fair. Yeah. But
thicker stripes for a thicker boy.
I'm on a diet. I'm trying.
Being not a twig is not something to be ashamed of.
That's true. In fact,
is
if
it
anything,
thick
being
with
a
CK
twig
or
is
two
to be ashamed
C's?
Of, which is why I'm going
whichever
to the gym.
You want.
If it's two C's, I'm fine with it.
You be you.
CK, I'm upset. But anyway, they SpaceX plans to launch operational satellites in phases over a 5-year period and reach a full capacity with 4,425 satellites in 2024.
Only 4,000.
I mean, like, I don't know how many satellites other satellite providers have, but the fact that they want to do that within, like, 6 years.
Give me the name of a satellite provider.
I don't know. Satellite internet is weird. No one uses it. I mean, it's bad. Like, satellite internet is not good, but...
I mean, that's technically what phones use.
Hughes Communication, Exceed. Yeah. Earthlink was the one I knew about. HughesNet is 25 megabits per second for a download speed.
That is pitiful.
But you got to realize you can get that kind of anywhere. So it's not that bad.
Okay, anywhere I'll take.
Yeah, like if I can get that in like rural Montana, I wouldn't hate that. I wouldn't game with it, but like I'm not gaming in rural Montana.
I don't think anyone would game with that. Anyone in their logical right mind, at least.
How much is it? I'm gonna get a quote. I'm gonna get a free quote for HughesNet.
Probably.
So is Muskie trying to make this as viable as possible?
Yeah, he's trying to make money on it.
Yeah, he wants to make money to fund space.
True.
Just in general.
Just fund space. No. He's collecting money for space.
For space.
And all of the money he collects will be sent to space.
I mean, he's already started with the Tesla and Mr. Spaceman.
This is true, but soon he'll just be sending up stacks of, like, $10,000. Just, yeah. Like, here you go, space. Don't eat us.
You know what their highest data plan is for HughesNet?
26 megabytes.
50
megabits.
Gigs.
50 gigs.
50 gigs, that's it.
That is...
pitiful.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say that I love if you type in satellite internet providers, it gives you a ranking and gives you 1 and 2. And so it has HughesNet as 1 and Exceed as 2. But then for 3 and 4, they don't even bother showing the download
megabits,
speeds
yeah.
because they are so pitiful.
Yeah,
it goes to, for the number 2, it goes from 12 to 25 megabits per second. So anything underneath 12 is useless.
Yeah, anything underneath 12 megabits is pretty much useless.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, in other Musky news, he is poor in Bitcoin. How much Bitcoin does he have?
He has a quarter of a Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Which is 2,500, give or take. Yeah.
But, I mean, like, it doesn't, I mean, like, I don't know why that's such, I don't know why that's scary for him to not own it.
Just keep your cash in the Bitcoin. Just keep it in Bitcoin.
No, I'm thinking about getting back into Bitcoin, but I don't know. I don't really want to use it as a money making scheme. I just want to have a nice stable sort of thing that I can buy stuff with.
Stable is not the word to use.
Not even stable, but you know.
It's there. It is indeed there.
Yeah, it's definitely there. Can tell you that much. That's about all I can tell you.
Yeah.
Now, is it going to be there tomorrow?
No.
Probably.
Yeah.
Is it going to be there in the way it was today? Nah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Extremely volatile.
You see, Bitcoin's like bacteria. Sometimes it's just like, and goes everywhere.
No, bacteria is always like,
and then sometimes it's even more like,
no, and then sometimes it touches something it shouldn't, and then it just dies.
And then sometimes the Spanish flu happens, and like a quarter of the fighting population for
or sometimes
World
polio
War I
becomes
died.
A super virus and then takes over.
And sometimes
I think there was a known case of polio recently.
Yeah,
like in the U.S.
I don't know if it was in the U.S.
Yeah, I don't know.
Of course, there was a known case of polio in general, but like in the U.S., there was like one known case of polio.
I'm familiar with a known case of polio in Russia, and I know it was like the super bug version of polio, so that person did not survive it.
Yeah. Hold on, let me see. No cases of polio since 19.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I heard of like 79. One being reported from
93 because someone brought it in.
African countries, I think. But I'm not even sure about that.
Russia.
It's not an African country.
Is it
it's an Asian country.
Russia's a weird country.
Mostly
Russia's
Asian
odd.
Country.
Population density isn't European. Here's the thing. The part of Russia that exists in Asia has no people living there.
No, it does. It's just they're scattered every 500 or so
miles. Exactly.
They're really low population.
Because they have
or
enough
prisoners.
Land to do that.
Not prisoners. They don't do that.
Yeah, Siberia.
Do they still do that?
I don't know if they still do that, but I know that when I read Crime and Punishment, they threatened to put him in a prison in Siberia.
That was Soviet Russia.
What's the difference?
Are we currently worried about nuclear annihilation 24/7?
Not 24/7, and like completely from Russia, but
not completely.
Anthony, I'm just gonna sum this up for you now.
Mm-hmm.
What Soviet Russia is and what modern Russia is.
It was a meme. John,
they're
you
the
said
same.
Soviet Russia.
I said Soviet.
No, you said Soviet.
I said Soviet.
He's pronouncing it the way the French would. Soviet Russia.
Can we go to the next news? Because you're just making me angry.
No. I want to hear John's John spiel.
While they're mostly the same thing on the surface,
mm-hmm.
It's like getting a box of chocolate. Some of them have delicious caramel, and some of them
has gulag in it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, which one's which? I don't know.
Couldn't tell you. That's exceptional.
All right. Now, the next thing. Wireless Apple chargers to ship in March.
Question mark.
Oh, my goodness.
Question mark.
Mm. Question mark. Here, you want to know something funny I read before I get into this? I read an article that said why Apple is the most innovative tech company of 2018. And I'm like, they're just finally shipping out wireless chargers.
Right.
If that's not stagnation, I don't know what is.
But see, they're doing it.
They're
what
doing
makes them
it. That's the the innovative part is how late they are to the game and everything.
That's their innovation.
Their innovation is the complexity of their clocks that everything is like 6 years behind.
Yeah. See, there's Musky time, which is it's a delay, but you know. Musky time is no longer a delay. You're living in like the same basic region in time. But Apple time's like, we're going to go back a decade.
Musky time started in the 60s in like 2009, and we're already up to like the late 80s. So I think we're okay. I think he's going a little fast.
But here's the thing. When John says delays, he means like when Musky says he's going to have something done now, he means he'll have it done later. So like if Musky says, I'm going to get it done in 2 weeks, that means it's going to get done in a month,
I meant
the thing is that even when he does that, we're still progressing much faster than we would be otherwise.
No, whereas Apple adopts the policy, it doesn't exist yet because our engineers haven't said so. Because our engineers are too busy reconfiguring the screen to be the same, the right but with a cutout.
Yeah.
Because what? What?
Don't blame. I want to blame the engineers at Apple. No. I don't want to blame the engineers at Apple at all.
It's Tim Cook.
It's purely marketing. I swear, Tim purely Crook. Marketing.
Engineers, I still love you.
Yeah.
But
thanks, John.
You should leave your job and go elsewhere. Literally, IBM. Literally anywhere
else. You can still go to IBM. It's still viable to go to IBM. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or just make a company called Fruit.
Fruit.
Yeah, just compete against Apple.
That'd be funny.
Release the same products, but a year before Apple does.
Yeah. Because you could easily do that. Yeah. That would not be hard.
Just literally follow tech trends.
Yeah. Literally follow tech trends of 3 years ago. Apple is like 4 years behind. Apple is like at least 3 years behind in the game.
At least their products look sleek.
No, except for the random dumb things that they choose to do, like removing the headphone jack.
The stuff that makes everyone mad, they're really innovative with. But the things that like everyone likes, they're like, nah.
Yeah, guys, we'll get there. We're running out of ports on a laptop. How do we fix this?
Get
dongles.
Them.
Dongles. I don't mind the excessive dongles. I just wish they didn't look so bad.
No, see, here's the thing.
Someone made this, right? It was like a laptop desk thing. It was like for your lap so the laptop doesn't overheat. And you plug it in to your Apple one port Apple thing, and then it kind of is just like an extension of the laptop. And it was really good because it had like HDMI and it all went through this one thing.
Yeah, no, and like dongles are fine for when your computer is stationary, but laptops aren't meant to be stationary. If you're leaving it sitting on your desk 24/7, you should buy a desktop.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because it's more powerful.
Dongles aren't good for desktops. What are you talking about?
I mean, it depends.
What dongle would you use for a desktop? What port on? The only thing that I could think is like USB to FireWire.
Because you're
an animal and you still use FireWire.
Or USB to more USB because you have like two front panel USB ports. Yeah. And all the others are in the back and I don't feel like stabbing myself.
Understandable.
But is it though? Is it truly understandable?
I actually think that's understandable, yes.
I actually wasn't paying
USB
attention.
USB hubs. So. Powered USB hubs are the way of the future.
Exactly. Oh,
yeah, facts.
Also, not like external CD drives for cases that just don't have CD bays.
No, that's I prefer that my CD drive just exists physically within.
I prefer that, but you pay more
for something
you might never use.
Quick tech question to everyone here. Is it viable? Okay, two things. Are these viable? One, a Blu-ray drive in your computer.
Yes.
A sound card.
That's less.
No, you don't answer that.
But bad. I actually know.
Bad.
I know.
All right, then what's the three letter word that will render what I just said obsolete? Okay, he said it first.
I even get the opportunity.
What's a DAC then, Anthony?
A DAC is what you get. When you take the letter D and then immediately follow it with
audio converter, digital analog converter.
Yeah, this is why I didn't want you to answer the question, Anthony. Look. It's not because I don't believe in you.
It's because of the in-depth
part of the answer.
Who was it? I think it was Adlib, or someone made a new sound card and it has a DAC in it. But there's so much interference; it's not even.
My whole thing is, I might not have been able to get into depth with it, but I could have given like a surface level answer just based off the fact that I have like researched like the different computers as of recently, just to see like if I wanted a better computer, what would I go with to basically buy? And so I've had to like look up like what does this part of a computer do? And so like I've had to look up like, okay, what does a sound card do? And then be like, okay, I don't really need a sound card.
I almost needed one because I only had 3.1 in my computer. And I wanted to get a 5.1 surround system.
What you're probably thinking of is Creative Sound because
Creative Lab.
They released the only sound card in like 5 to 10 years. It's worth anything.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah,
but still get a DAC.
It's good, but if you have the space for an external DAC, it's still unfortunately better.
Yeah.
So sound cards are a dying breed. They have their uses, but I mean,
it's kind of sad.
It's not like in early 2000 where if you didn't have a sound card, all you got were beep boops.
Beep beeps, yeah.
not even good beep boops. You just got beep boops.
Beep beeps.
The job of the sound card can basically be done with the
motherboard now.
Yeah. Elliot, let me prove that I know what I'm talking about. I'm getting there.
You did, because you were intelligent enough to present that the job of the sound card is being done by something else. And it's not going to be done with the RAM. It's not going to be done with the video card.
My favorite computation tool is the RAM, because it holds a lot of gigabytes of internet.
I didn't know until about 2 years ago what the RAM did. And
I don't know how the RAM does what it does.
I do know now. I have a class, computer architecture. It's a great class.
I just know that it holds information. And
Favorite class.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's all that I know. It's all I need.
Cache memory.
You know, if we're going to speak about all this computer junk, let's talk about...
Oh, no. I've exhausted all of my computer knowledge at this point.
Let's talk about storing something else. Passwords.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't use a password manager, get on it. You should. It's useful. You need to know one password, and you have all of your passwords at your disposal.
Yo.
And all of your other passwords can be super secure. LastPass
is one of them?
LastPass, KeyPass.
So it's actually viable. It's not just because you're lazy.
No. It's something you should do, or else you're running the risk of getting all of your accounts hacked. Because
my roommate told me
have valuable memory.
My roommate told me to get LastPass, and I was like, no, Brian, it's because you're lazy.
Get KeyPass. KeyPass is better.
Okay, KeyPass.
If you have to pay for your password manager, it's probably not worth it.
Facts. Just based off what I know about password managers.
I'm getting
which
it right now.
Much.
But KeyPass X specifically, Elliot.
Okay.
So 1Password is one of the password storage tools that people use. I think it's one of the paid ones. Mm-hmm. But one of the nice things about it is it actually has like an official mobile app that it's fairly well put together, whereas a lot of the free ones, people build apps for mobile, but it's not as user-friendly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's one of those things. Do you want to pay for it and get a good experience, or do you want to not pay for it but know what you're doing?
Wait, does KeyPass kind of turn into a single sign-on thing?
We'll talk about it after the show.
Okay.
So 1Password has just implemented a new system into their program that allows the program to check against a database of known leaked passwords. So, like, whenever all those Yahoo passwords got leaked... Mm-hmm. All of those passwords
they
are in there.
They deserved it. They used Yahoo. I'm sorry. Like, I know my parents used Yahoo, but I mean, like, Jesus. It's Yahoo.
Yeah, but I mean, the moral of the story is if there's Yahoo, a known Yahoo password that got leaked into anywhere in the internet, including the deep net, it's in this password database, and they use an encryption. Well, not an encryption. They use a hash, but not the full thing. It's a lot of
a hash
explaining.
Is like a mask.
A hash is more or less a randomized mask.
It's a randomized sort of face that you can put over your password so it doesn't look like your password.
Yeah. And they use a crappier mask to ask the password database for the results that it's trying to get, because they're not sending out your whole password.
Yeah.
So it's better for them to do a lighter processing task just because... No one's going to guess your password in 5 characters unless it's only 8 characters.
Yeah.
In which case, you should probably not be using a password manager because they're made to be using super long passwords that you would never remember. I cannot even possibly log into my PayPal or PNC account because I don't know the password. They're both at the character limits.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
really?
They use characters you can't even get on a normal keyboard. You have to use the alt combination keys to get some of them.
Oh, wow.
I legitimately can't type it because I don't know it.
That's beautiful.
That's kind of scary, though. Like, what if you're on, like, a different computer and you need to get this?
Oh, crap. I save it somewhere I can actually get it like that.
Huh. Like on a flash drive.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
But, that's an interesting feature because it'll finally be able to convince you, hey, password's not a good password because this has been known to be out there on the internet.
You know what they need to start doing? Like, they need to implement this, and they need to do, like, what Malwarebytes does with, like, malicious websites, and it just goes, no.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, doesn't let you go in it. Like, Malwarebytes Premium is the best software for stubborn old ladies that just want to look at funny cat videos because they'll go on this website, and it's like all these pop-ups are like, no, stop, it's a malicious website. XXX, just close it out.
Yeah, but there's kitty videos. It must be friendly.
Yeah, yeah. My grandma has Malwarebytes, and she no longer gets viruses, but she used to get viruses all the time, and she goes, I can't access my websites. I'm like, well, that's because they're bad websites, Graham.
But in other security news,
oh yeah, everything's going wrong. Yes. Liquidize your assets. Everything's going bad.
So, every asset you have,
every asset you own gold, liquidize it into liquid gold.
So for those spicy honey. For those of you who have been keeping up at all in the Intel security flaws and
remember
their
when I mentioned
chips,
this like 6 months ago, honestly, and that was a problem 3 years ago.
Yeah, but so we just learned that the U.S. government didn't know about the security flaw until the public already knew about it.
I'm gonna say something.
Go ahead.
It's a conspiracy. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, the U.S. government, one of the few things in the world where the degree of secrecy truly makes a big difference, not just to the people who are being like in the immediate blast zone.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know about it until the public knew.
Which is scary.
Which is even scarier because of the two bugs, Meltdown and Spectre. Because what Meltdown is it's
able.
It allows a rogue program, a rogue process in your computer chip to access all of the memory of the computer.
Like external memory or just main memory?
All memory.
All memory.
Whether or not it has explicit permission. Because
that's
it just doesn't
so
work.
So, like,
around.
Network drives.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, you could literally have access to just the CPU of a single computer anywhere in the White House, and every network drive, if it is mapped to that computer, is instantly vulnerable.
Password doesn't matter.
Nope. And then there's Spectre, which kind of, sort of does the same thing. But what it does is it doesn't roam out on its own to get it. What it does is it tricks the processor into giving it information that's already in the memory, like in the RAM. It shares information as it's happening, as opposed to going out and looking for it on its own.
Which is again scary because if they're running system diagnostics on anything,
yeah, or you know, open confidential documents, or
anything that is in your RAM that should only be on your computer's RAM, and this is again across networks, right? Terminals or no?
Spectre is a chip by chip basis.
Chip by, okay.
So until you open something important, it doesn't matter. But if you open a top secret classified file, well, you ran into an issue.
Get scared.
Are you listening, Russia? And this gives you so much more meddling power.
Just access the Wi-Fi's White House's Wi-Fi password.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like Trump isn't already telling you everything.
Okay, you know what? I'm not even gonna make a joke about it. I was gonna be like, hint, the password's tiny hands 123. I don't know if I want to make those jokes here.
The joke would be big hands.
Big hands 123.
Big hands, big crowd.
Is huge.
In good Intel news. Intel is slated to, I like that word, by the way, slated. I'm starting to use it more. Intel is slated to partner with HP, Dell, Lenovo to put 5G in laptops. 5G is not new technology, is it?
No.
It's like 6-7 years old.
I don't know how old
there was
5G is.
I don't know if it was a joke, but there was an Ozzy Osbourne commercial with T-Mobile where he talked about 5G, and it was like 2008.
It's not that old.
It's not that old?
Mm-mm.
Everything happens in 2008 for me, though, so like...
I think I know what commercial you're talking about.
Yeah, Biebs was in it. Biebs.
Yeah,
Biebs.
5G was still theorized at that time, sure, but it
but that was a joke.
It didn't exist in any actual sense.
Oh, okay, so that was a joke.
Yeah, it was just a joke because Ozzy Osbourne's a crazy old man, and crazy is definitely true. How old is he? Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Yeah.
He's done too many things.
He's done way too many things. He ate a bat.
I
tried
to think about that, but this is interesting to see, not because like people have tried to put networking, cellular networking in computers before. It doesn't usually do so well.
They've tried that for a long time.
But I think one of the big limitations has always been it's just ridiculously slow compared to like a home Wi-Fi network.
Yeah, and like you just don't want to. You don't want to use it.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone remembers using 3G back in the late 2000s,
so
early
bad.
2010s.
I hated 3G.
I never
3G.
Bothered with 3G, so yeah. I have no idea.
Loading anything was a chore to say the least. Like, you'd be sitting there for like a minute or two for Facebook to load.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this was when Facebook didn't really, like, pictures weren't a big thing. It was mostly just people posting statuses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to Google search anything, good luck. It worked enough to do it.
Horribly slow.
3G sounded like it was necessary technology for actually getting the platform off the ground.
Oh, yeah, of course. It was. 2G was necessary technology. 1G was necessary technology. See, but it doesn't mean it was good.
The difference is if you ever jumped on 1G or 2G, you were just like an early adopter. And 3G to an extent as well. But 3G sounded it was 3G, a lot more prevalent.
Most phones had 1 or 2G.
2G is...
It was a weird intermediate child.
2G is basically what networks operate on now, I believe. Yeah.
Some places you'll find 1G.
I don't even know if 1G actually exists anymore.
Out in the boonies by me, yeah.
But like, if you send a text, you're sending it on 2G basically at this point. Because it's just faster than traditional cellular service.
Yeah.
If the option's there, your phone's using it, it just doesn't tell you.
Yeah. It might say 1G actually just because. But I've had my phone say 1G before.
Phones don't display anything lower than 4G anymore.
Mine does 3.
There's like no areas that's not 4G but still 3G. So I don't know.
I have areas like that. I have weird areas. I'm part of that place in Pennsylvania that the PA government paid Verizon a bunch of money to put 4G in, and they're like, "No, we're taking the money anyway, though." So I live in that general area where they were supposed to do that.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
I apologize.
It's okay.
But I mean, I'm sure mostly everyone's been used to 4G at this point.
Yeah.
You can do things and it's not ridiculously slow.
4G is really capable.
I mean, like, you upload a picture, it takes like 10, 15 seconds as opposed to like the 3 on a desktop or something.
Like, I imagine a Chromebook with 4G capabilities right now? Yeah. Because, I mean, what are you going to do on a Chromebook other than like type documents and
facts?
Like, I would actually really like 4G on my laptop just for Google Docs.
Yeah, but like, where 4G falls flat is things that you need more capable internet. Like
updates.
Updates, gaming, because gaming's not the only thing your laptop's doing, so it needs more space. Yeah, I have a Chromebook, and when there's not more space, it's like, oh, hey, game, you're the least important thing on this list.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Anthony said he has a Chromebook, so he's not going to be gaming on it. I'm never worried about gaming. A Chromebook with 4G would be fantastic.
Oh, Chromebook with 4G. I wish I had 4G on this, because
you have a SIM card slot right there.
Oh, true. But, see, now here's the thing that sucks most about the Chromebook, right? Besides the fact that, you know, it's just a glorified toaster.
Take the SIM card out of your phone and put it in your computer.
I'm not going to do that.
You should, though.
Do I have a SIM card slot?
No.
This is an SD. My phone uses a micro SD. So it wouldn't even fit.
That's not a SIM card slot.
Yeah.
Some of them have them.
Still put it in. See what happens.
No. Right. Oh. Anyway, but if I'm not connected to the internet, it's just a brick.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
Hey, it's a brick that can open Chrome and then you can play the dinosaur game.
I could play the dinosaur game.
Exactly. Yeah. So shut your mouth.
Gaming on a Chromebook.
Gaming on a Chromebook.
With Anthony Richards.
Hey, he could go to MiniClip or something.
Yeah.
I should start a YouTube channel where I just play the dinosaur game.
Flash games. Oh, Flash games. The dark times.
Hey, Armor Games had some great games.
They still do. I still play them from time to time because I'm bored.
I haven't won on Armor Games in years.
It's good. Well, in other news, Snapchat, their stock has plummeted.
Because Kylie Jenner said something.
First news, mm-hmm. Snapchat had stock.
Snapchat went public recently.
I didn't know that.
When did Snapchat go public?
Not recently enough for me to know about it.
It was not recent at all. It was, I think, the start of February. Snapchat Inc., the parent company of Snapchat, filed paperwork on Thursday to raise $3 billion in its long-awaited initial public offering.
Wait, like this year, February?
Last year, February. Okay. Last year, February. Whoa.
I was going to say.
That would be sad.
I mean, it's still sad because people use Snapchat, but...
Snapchat's good.
Yeah.
The update's bad.
The update isn't, though. I don't personally feel like the update's bad.
Yeah. You're like one person out.
You're like
of
one person out of like 100.
I feel the update is perfectly operational, right?
Here's where I'm gonna just stop you for a second, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
An online petition, things that nobody signs ever for anything in the history of the universe.
I sign online petitions all the time.
You're nobody.
I am.
Got 1.25 million petitions.
Mm-hmm.
Signatures.
Yeah.
I don't understand why, though. It doesn't... I feel like the way that it sends me updates is much more practical than the way it would do before, because if I've responded to you, then it automatically drops it back down to the end of the list, so I don't have to worry about you unless you respond to me again. And I feel like that is so much more practical than just keeping everything in a series list so that I have to go through and scroll to see who I have and have not responded to.
It's the stories that I have a really hard issue with.
Yeah, I haven't used Snapchat since.
A real hard issue with the stories. Like, I really July. Want a separate page for the stories.
I feel like them putting the stories on the same page where you can see the Snapchats is even more practical. Because if I'm interested in your story, all I have to do is click on your face and I can see it. And, you know, it's just easily presented to me.
I don't like it.
But see, my argument with that is when I go to the cafeteria to get food, I don't want all of my options sitting together. I do not want to see my
military man. I like military meals. I need my peas quarantined from my carrots. If anyone knows what quote that movie is from, I will give you $20 right here, right now.
Full Metal Jacket.
I honestly don't know. The Patton.
Patton.
George Patton.
No. It's not.
I honestly don't know, but
no one will know.
But like I wanted to guess. I like some separation in my life because, when I go to look at stories, when I used to use Snapchat, I like to look at them all at once. I liked when like you put on one person's and then it just went down the list.
But why though?
Because like there's no point where I'm like, I'm just going to look at one person's story.
But this
thing is...
And then if I want to continue, I'm going to individually select it again.
No, but here's the thing. When you select one person's story, you can then choose after you end their story to then go to the next person's story and continue watching that.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. But the thing is, they removed that feature earlier, so now I don't do that anymore. I used to just sit there and go through everyone's story for like 30 minutes. Now I'm like, oh, okay, I know this person. Boop, 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 boop.
See, all right, look, cool. If I just keep going. It'll automatically give you the option to look at the next person's story.
It gives you an option now. It used to not give you an option.
But see, as somebody who would only do that like first thing in the morning when they wake up because it was something mindless enough for me to do but required enough energy to stay awake, I enjoy just looking at it and being like, I don't care about this, tap, and it skips to the next part of the story.
Okay, so enough about the Snapchat update. We need to actually talk about the absurdity of the reason why it dropped. Because Kylie Jenner said so.
Yes.
I think that is a monstrosity for modern economies.
But now, here's the thing about the way the world works, right? We love to put our emotions before the facts. And if our favorite celebrity says something demeaning about, like, the best thing out there, well, then guess what? That best thing just became the worst thing.
What are you going to use other than Snapchat? Let's be real here. No one really goes on Facebook anymore. I mean, it's still big, but no one really does it. Uses Facebook on their phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Twitter's maybe the next thing.
Yeah,
or maybe there's this new one.
I don't even know.
VSCO.
I don't know.
It's going to die in a month.
But Facebook's basically anymore just for the groups in it. If you're not in a Facebook group participating, there's no real point.
It's like a big forum now. That's all it is. And what are you going to use besides Snapchat? Let's be real here, folks.
Instagram.
Yeah, you're gonna people are still using Instagram. That's funny.
Facts.
No one uses Instagram anymore unless you're posting pictures of yourself. And Snapchat, people post pictures of everything on Snapchat because they're gone within 24 hours, and that's why Snapchat's great. They're not gone, you know, they're still there somewhere, but
not on my phone.
Not
so
on
now
your phone.
I feel secure.
They're
gone
happy.
To the public. But, you know, to be fair, if your entire user base, more or less, is dependent on the words of a single person to turn you against them, you need a better user base. Because look at Apple. Everyone denounces Apple to hell and back. But the amazing thing is, Apple's still doing great.
Because they got a strong user base. No one has a strong company alliance with like Snapchat. I do. Snapchat's the only social media I use. And if Snapchat were to go under, I would never use social media again.
Unless they come up with something that's
Come up with something that's exactly like Snapchat. Like, I mean, Vine's coming back.
Yeah. Vine is not Snapchat.
I think the thing at this point that's killing the big competitors in social media isn't really the fact that people are actually drifting away from it. It's the hard push to suddenly modernize absolutely every... Not modernize, sorry. Monetize absolutely everything to the point that it's not just there, it's intrusive.
Yes.
Because, like, the way Facebook ads work, it's, sure, a little annoying coming up as you're scrolling down, but guess what? You don't want to see it. You scroll past it.
You scroll past, yeah.
But Snapchat ads back, like, I don't even remember them that much because they just started by the time I was starting to just ignore the whole app altogether.
Yeah.
But, like, they'd come up and you had to watch them.
Yeah.
No big deal. But now something that Facebook's doing, I don't know if Snapchat's doing it.
There's no Snapchat ads.
Snapchat does have ads.
All of the like the paid.
Oh yeah, spots that you can't not see. Skip them.
That's true.
Skip them.
Exactly, but one of the things that, like, for example, Facebook's doing that's partially killing it is the unskippable ads in the middle of their videos.
Yeah,
and what I think YouTube? Part of it won't know because what YouTube does is you can see in the bar below there's yellow spots where ads are supposed to be.
Okay.
So you can prepare for an ad to come up.
Mm-hmm. And also, YouTube, people posting content sometimes get money for the ads, so it's a reason why I sit through some ads.
Yeah.
Like small YouTubers with like sub 1 million subs,
mm-hmm.
I'll sit through their ads. All day and all night. I'll even click on the link if I think it's a cool thing, but I normally don't care.
I never click on the link, but I'll listen to some of the ads.
Facebook, the first problem is the creators aren't what post things on Facebook. It gets reposted by pages or like, oh, we'll give you $100 if you send us a link. No one gets the $100.
No.
But they still get all the money from the ad revenue that Facebook shares with them.
Yeah.
And aside
creators
from this...
Creators on Facebook is such a...
Yeah, and aside from this, you can't even pause the Facebook ads.
No.
On YouTube, if you decide, oh, I need to go walk up for a minute, I want to go like get a snack or something, you can pause the ad, come back, finish it later.
Yeah.
Facebook, you better prepare to sit there for whatever the length of that ad is.
Yeah.
Or else you better just lock your phone. And in that case, you're probably not going to be looking at the video anymore.
Yeah. Facebook is not a good company anymore. I've been told Mark Zuckerberg is going to step down at some point.
Yeah, I've also heard that.
I hope he does, and I hope no one takes up the mantle. And
I hope no one takes the mantle.
And then it just goes under. I don't like social media.
I want Facebook to survive because of the group I run, but that's it. I don't really care otherwise.
Go on a forum. Go on a metal forum.
No, because then I'm not running the metal forum. I like the fact that I run this because it actually helps me feel like I'm doing something for the community other than just like, hey, here's a band.
Yeah, I get that. All right. Next bit of news.
Can we call it that?
News? Yeah, we call it that.
Just news.
There's rumors about Netflix making a new Resident Evil. Is it like a continuation of the Revelation series?
It's a TV series that's supposed to be based, if it exists, it's supposed to be like one season per main game.
Netflix.
Okay.
So it'd be like Resident Evil 1, Season 1. Season 2. 3, get Season 3, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah.
I mean, like, okay, so you watch Season 1, Season 2, Season 3, Season 4, and then Season 7. That's it. That's all you watch.
I mean, you watch Season 5, too. Season 5 is good.
Maybe watch Season 5.
No, Season 5's first half is really good. And then it kind of gets the Green Arrow syndrome where it's just kind of like, action a little bit,
that
please.
That makes sense for a season five of a show.
Why?
Because season five is always the worst season of any show.
Yeah.
Okay. No, Supernatural season five was the best season. Season seven was
Supernatural
the worst.
Supernatural's a bad show, so.
Mm. Look.
Supernatural's a weird show.
Supernatural is a weird show. It's not a bad show unless it's everything after season six, in which case it is a awful show.
Yeah, and isn't there like 12 seasons?
It's 13 now, or 14 now. I don't even know. I stopped watching.
Yeah, the CW doesn't even play past season seven.
Yeah.
I don't know where you watched the other seasons.
Netflix.
Netflix.
Or Hulu, probably. Or Hulu. Maybe. I don't know.
But anyway.
But, wait a minute. I was going to say that Netflix also might be doing a Witcher series, potentially. There talks about it.
I think that's cool. I think the Resident Evil is... it's fake. No, it's all fake.
What?
The Resident Evil.
Is it confirmed fake?
Yeah, it's a confirmed fake.
Oh. Because I have hope it'll happen still.
That's unfortunate.
Oh, well.
I don't think the Witcher series is a fake.
Yeah, no, it's
because
it's
there's a lot of sources that have been covering it recently.
April Fool's. It was an April Fool's joke of last year, John.
I just saw it again yesterday.
I don't think it's real.
Like I said, it's rumors, so.
Yeah, it's rumors, but like, that'd be cool.
Hmm.
I mean, I think that'd be neat, but...
I'm keeping my hopes, but I also acknowledge I don't usually watch shows, so yeah. Even if it came out, I probably wouldn't see it.
My parents are like the Resident Evil movie series.
The movies aren't bad. They get a lot of flack because...
They're not like the game?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't...
They're not bad movies, but they're trying to their best to convey the horror of the game... while bringing in the aspect of action that people actually enjoy.
Yeah. But
because most people don't like horror and suspense. It's a niche market.
Name a good horror television show. Other than that one was American Horror Story.
The Loud House?
The Loud House. That is a horror
show. The Loud House is a...
That's the joke.
That's the joke. Okay.
My Little Pony Friendship is Magic is a horror show.
That's not a horror show. That's just a disappointment.
Yeah. But... I think they had that American Horror Story was a horror show.
Yeah.
And it didn't get... It
started as it, and then they moved on.
Yeah.
Because they realized what is it supposed to be now?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's like... It's something.
A drama.
Yeah, it's pretty much a drama.
A thriller drama,
I guess. Drama thriller. Like think Breaking Bad in the later seasons. But, like, not good. Not good. Not Breaking Bad. Quote, good.
But,
Breaking Bad gives me life. That show, like, during the duration of that show, I was... That was the only thing I cared about.
But we're gonna move on from Breaking Bad to Breaking the Bank.
Breaking the absolute crap out of your bank because you're an audiophile or you just like cool noise. But
Antoine, if you're out there, this is for you.
Actually, this probably won't be for Antoine because this is old. Do you know what Moog Synth is?
I am familiar with Moog Synth. Do you want to know why I'm familiar with Moog Synth?
Moog Synth.
I mean, sorry, Moog Synth.
Why?
Because of you.
Really?
You're the only reason I'm familiar with Moog Synth, or whatever it's called.
You're probably familiar with the Moog synthesizer, but you just didn't know it.
What
is that the one where you like put your hand in?
No, that's a
theremin.
Theremin, yeah.
Okay.
What's a popular song with the Moog Synth?
I'm trying to find like an actual song that uses a Moog Synth that uses it dedicatedly, but I'm struggling to actually find anything.
But anyway, they're bringing back their original 1969 modular synth, and the reason why that is gonna break your bank is because it's $35,000. It is $35,000. Here they are: The Doors, Strange Days; The Beatles, I Want You; She's So Heavy; Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here; Coldplay, Paradise.
Paradise written.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think I remember.
Aerodynamic one. Daft Punk on Google Moog, Doodle. It wasn't an actual Moog synth. So,
but I mean, since I didn't find a sound clip before, I don't want to scrabble through a video on air just because it'll sound stupid.
Yeah,
and it'll be stupid.
Yeah, we should have found a video earlier for you guys. But anyway,
it's an incredibly distinctive sound, and if you hear it, you'll know what it is.
Yeah.
You just won't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's one of those things kind of like, you know, kind of like a viola. People know that violas exist, and they've heard them, but...
No, it's like an accordion.
No.
Or a viola, because
people
hurdy-gurdy.
Know accordions.
If you hear a hurdy-gurdy, you don't know what a hurdy-gurdy is.
We don't talk
is.
About hurdy-gurdies. I do know
hurdy-gurdies
what
are great.
They are great. But they're one of those things that, like, nobody uses. But violas... People know what violas sound like, but they think it's either a violin or a cello because no one's ever, like, unless you go out of your way to figure out the distinction, you have no way of knowing it.
Yeah, okay, I get that.
But one of the interesting things about this synth board is that this is one of the ones where you have to move wires yourself to get the sound.
Yeah.
This thing's incredibly involved, and there is a reason that, like, the only person that uses it still, to my knowledge, is dead mouse.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a good sound.
It is a good sound, but it's so hard to work with because there's so many small things. And the smallest thing can instantly ruin the whole sound. You're like, oh, cool. I don't even know what I just did. So yeah. We're done for today.
Moog synthesizer is like Moog Sidious. It's like ancient MIDI. That's my favorite part.
MIDI.
MIDI. Okay,
I'm familiar with MIDI.
Quick question. Was there any major songs that used MIDI?
Like any song that's ever had orchestration ever from pop music.
Like, and that's MIDI? That's all MIDI now?
Okay, so technically MIDI is just a controller.
I mean like 90s MIDI.
You mean like the actual MIDI soundboard?
Yes.
Probably not, because it sounds like crap.
Someone did. Yoko Ono did it, I think. Yoko Ono made it.
The one who killed the Beatles?
Yeah. But I think she did something.
Because the actual MIDI soundboard is just so bland and boring. Because the point for it is just to be generic. This is what the note sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah, this is what it sounds like, but I like MIDI. It's classic.
Yeah,
I mean a lot of video game music had to use MIDI back in the day. Yeah,
it holds a special place in my heart for the fact that it held a purpose.
I mean, like, the Roland MT32 sounds good.
That's not MIDI.
Yeah, that's MIDI. Oh. It's a MIDI controller. It's the MT32 is...
Controllers, though, run it through something to make it actually have a sound.
Yeah, but it's still MIDI. It's a MIDI synth.
Yeah, but as are all synths that aren't, like, the Moog, so...
Oh, fine. Yeah, you're right. It's still a beautiful machine.
It is a beautiful machine.
But anyway,
you know, we have so little time. Let's save the last topic, the one that we want to talk about today, just because that'll take more time than we have.
Yeah, definitely.
So Google finally removed the view image button on their image web search page.
Yeah.
Anthony, I remember you wanted to talk about this last week, and we didn't manage to get to it in time.
It's fine. We can get to it later.
No, we're going to get to it today, because this isn't something that's going to take a bunch of discussion.
Well,
so how's
I'm
it make
significantly
you feel?
Less heated about it now, but...
Why were you so heated about it?
Because he's
why
a
were
heathen.
You, why were you not heated about it?
Because it's a completely natural reason why they removed it.
See, I don't know the reasoning. All I know is that it
inconveniences me. They got sued! They got sued so bad because of it!
I don't know.
Like Google got sued bad, which is saying something, because it's Google, and they got a lot of money, and they got a lot of resources to not get sued, and they got sued bad.
My whole thing is whenever I am running, because you guys know for like the clubs, I do like a lot of different designs and advertisements, right? So whenever I'm doing like designs and advertisements, if I need to get like an image or like a snippet of an image, then I will go and I will click the view image file and then just copy it from there.
But you can still get the image.
I mean, I know, but still, it was faster
to do it the save image as way. Actually,
yeah, I don't know why you would use view image.
Yeah, the only reason people did view image was to do a direct copy.
Yeah,
and even like that takes more time. The only benefit is if you have super limited hard drive space, in which case, why are you trying to copy images off the internet? You have better things to do with your limited drive space.
Yeah, you should get a bigger drive.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really can't save images because your drive is so limited, maybe you should stop using an IBM PC.
Not even just images that top out at like 2 megabytes on the big side.
Yeah. I don't know anyone that has that limited of hard drive space.
Yeah, my idea of limited hard drive space is I have 250 gigs left. What do I do?
Yeah. Or, like, I have an SSD that was 128 or something. Something weird.
Yeah, but that's my boot drive, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You don't put pictures on that. Unless you want to boot pictures.
I just want to boot my pictures.
Press the button and it's just the picture and you just stare at it. That's what a Chromebook is, pretty much. Hey. You just turn the on button on and then it's just a special little picture that you stare at.
I can scroll, too.
You can scroll. You got that special touchpad. I hate every touchpad that is not like a standard normal layout of a touchpad.
Honestly, the one thing I really love about the Chromebook is their touchpad.
Wow.
Yeah, you know the one thing I will never fault Apple for?
What?
They have really good touchpads on their Macs.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the way they handle was weird when you're used to PC. But they
Isn't the whole thing a click?
Yeah, but they're never they never feel greasy. They never feel abrasive. They're always like a smooth, enjoyable thing.
That's my touchpad right here.
Whereas like my laptop, it feels like it's cutting my skin every time I touch it.
That's gross.
I mean, it's not actually true, but it's rough. It doesn't feel nice to my touch. Like it lets me know I'm touching the touchpad, sure, but so does the brushed finish into the perfectly smooth glass top.
Yeah.
So, you know, of all the things Apple does wrong, they make good touchpads.
We're ending on a good note for Apple here. This is probably the best note.
Apple, I demand a free iPhone X so I can smash it, though.
Yeah. Yes, also,
Send us free stuff.
Yeah, send us
just
free stuff.
Just so we can break it.
Yeah, let's get spawned by Tim Cook and the rest of Apple.
We could do that thing where that YouTube video where the father and son just cut it in half and go, oh, yeah, this is like electricity, and then just throw it at the ground. I hate that channel.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You know, okay, I'll show you. Well, it's called like What's Inside.
Oh, no, I do know what channel you're talking about.
They just cut stuff in half, and they're like, oh, yeah, this thing does the beep boops, and like that's it. An end video.
I think they made one video that I saw that I was actually curious. I can't remember what it was, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't an electronic thing, though.
Yeah, it was like it was probably like a golf ball.
No, it wasn't a golf ball.
Baseball?
No.
Football?
Mm-mm.
Some other ball?
No, probably not.
I don't know. All right. Well, enough about various different types of sports balls, because that's not this.
That's not the show.
That's not this show. I think we've talked about sports like twice. But anyway. Yeah,
this would be our third time.
Wait, why twice? I can only think of once.
It was like the really long field kick.
Yeah. So that was the first time. Then we also mentioned the Olympics on once.
We talk about the Olympics a good bit.
Why do we talk about the really long kick? What?
There is that one time, it was like our third show, and Elliot was like, oh, and in sports news, someone in soccer or football made a really long kick.
Oh, yeah.
And then we immediately moved on.
Because it was just a big joke to make fun of people that like sports.
I remember that.
But I like the Olympics. I really like the Olympics, which is good. Ooh, preview. Ooh.
Did you hear about the curling doping scandal?
No.
All right,
we'll talk about this afterwards. That's an after podcast.
If you want to hear about that scandal, actually, check out my other podcast, Upon Further Review with the Podcast Profs. We actually talked about it there.
Wait a second. Was that the episode that I was in for?
Nah, it was this week.
Oh, I'm upset. All right. Of course, they ended up talking about curling again, though.
Well, yeah, it's during the Olympics.
This is true. Curling is the way they were talking about curling, they seem so obsessed with curling, and I'm like, I don't get it. Why is this a thing?
Above the age of, like, 21, it's, like, the only Olympic sport you can physically do.
Yeah, and curling's cool. I like curling.
Yeah, it's oddly interesting.
You're an old man, though, Elliot. Yeah. You're an old man in a child's body.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's all the time we have today. I'm gonna try and get myself off a camera too as fast as humanly possible.
Wait, I just want to say what the theory was, though. It was great because anyone who sits in this chair is on camera too.
I mean,
Camera 2 directly points at this chair.
You weren't necessarily off camera.
I wasn't off camera 2, but I was on camera 2 significantly less than I would
was on
be.
I was on it twice.
You were on it 4 times that I counted.
I don't count. I just do the roasting.
Yeah. I think I roasted John. We rarely roast John.
Yeah, because
he has the soundboard, he can just
mute us.
And John, you definitely count. I counted very specific things that you said that are things that count.
No, I mean I just don't keep count.
How many times are you roasted?
Hmm?
Do you count? Okay, let's get off the air.
I'm not seeing the other show here.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Well. Huh.
we can finish the discussion.
Yeah. I counted that I had been roasted twice by John, and then I counted that you had been roasted a total of 4 times between me and John.
Okay, so me roasting your Chromebook counts as roasting you.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does, because you were the only person that owns a Chromebook, and you're the only person silly enough to buy a Chromebook.
Oh, my God. So now here's what happened. I told him about the theory, and he wants to turn the tables.
No.
It's fine.
No, associative property. I count that as roasting you because you chose to buy a Chromebook.
You chose to buy a Chromebook. So
listen, I did not have other options. The Chromebook was cheap, and I needed something to type documents. That is all it was ever meant to do, just type documents. mute document.
He's just mad. Mute him.
I would mute him, but I mean, I'm too interested in what he has to say.
He's just mad. He's just mad that like he never thought that we were roasting him with the Chromebook.
The associative property of roasting transfers to all your belongings, Anthony.
Okay, of course it does. Of course it does.
That's why
now.
No.
It always has.
If someone's yeah, Elliot always wears sweaters.
Yeah, but notice how like they specifically mention you,
Anthony's Chromebook,
and how that was also a extremely like late roast.
But I mean, like, I don't want to actually roast myself with the sweaters.
Right, yeah, but yeah, this is the thing. I like my notice how like you are very specifically referenced in that example. You were specifically talking about Chromebooks.
I think you're the only person I know that owns a Chromebook. I think he's the only person that owns a Chromebook, though. I know.
This right here, this I will accept as a roast on myself. But roasting the Chromebook is a roast on Chromebooks in general. Not a roast.
No, if you owned an Apple product, any roast on Apple would be a roast on you. That's a fact.
Unless you openly detested it and just couldn't afford a new one.
Okay, then that's fine.
What do I do with the Chromebook?
Tell me
what I do with the Chromebook.
You don't openly detest it.
I openly detest the hell out of this thing.
Da 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 da.
All right, I think we're heated enough. I think we'll call it.
It's not an episode of Nerd News Now if Anthony doesn't get heated at least one thing.
The show is over now. That's all, folks.
I've let it spiral out of control. Gonna rein it back in.
All right.
Thanks for joining us today, Nerdles. Just a reminder, today is February 23rd, 2018. Part of me wants to say 2016 for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't know.
That's not even last year.
Is it your birthday, John?
No.
Okay.
What?
Because you just said it twice. You never say the date twice. I was like, oh, man, maybe it's a special date.
Nah, I just felt like saying it today. I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyway, a sneak preview for next week. We're going to be talking about the 2020 Olympics. So get researched up on that. It's really exciting.
All you need to know is that Tokyo.
That's all
you need.
All right. Well, this has been the nth edition of Nerd News Now.
Adiption.
Have a good weekend, Nerdles, and I hope to see you back here on Friday.
Adios.
Bye-bye.